glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
I begin our study today by reading the words of Jesus Christ from the Gospel account of Matthew. Let's listen to the Lord as He teaches us about the way of life He would have us follow. Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 43. "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, in order that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For He causes His sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." If we're going to follow Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we learn from these instructions that He would have us react to evil with good. We can add some of the Apostle Paul's inspired teachings by reading from Romans chapter 12, verse 17. "Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him, and if he is thirsty, give him a drink, for in so doing you will heap burning coals upon his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." And we return now to the Lord Jesus, where He is recorded in Luke's gospel account as saying this, chapter 6, verses 27 through 38. "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Whoever hits you on the cheek, offer to him the other also, and whoever takes away your coat, do not withhold your shirt from him either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and whoever takes away what is yours, do not demand it back. And just as you want people to treat you, treat them in the same way. Love your enemies and do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. And do not judge, and you will not be judged, and do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Pardon, and you will be pardoned. Give, and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, they will pour into your lap. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return." There are so many things to discuss in these scriptures. One obvious fact that is to be found is that there is good and evil, right and wrong. There is the righteous and the unrighteous. Following our song, we will explore more about this undeniable fact.
Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now is at stake.
Now is at stake.
Humbling your hearts to God saves from the chastening rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christians awake.
Jesus is coming,
Jesus is coming soon,
morning or night,
morning or night or noon.
Many will
meet their doom.
Trumpets will sound,
will surely sound.
All of the dead
shall rise.
Righteous meet in the sky.
Going where no one dies. Heavenward bound.
Troubles will soon be o'er. Happy forevermore.
from all care.
Rising up,
in the sky,
telling this world goodbye.
Homeward we then shall fly,
glory to share.
Jesus is coming,
soon,
morning or night,
will surely sound.
All of the dead
shall rise.
Righteous meet
in the sky.
Going where no one
dies. Heavenward bound.
Jesus is coming
soon.
Morning or night or noon.
Many will meet their doom.
Trumpets will sound.
Will surely sound.
All of the dead shall rise.
Righteous meet in the sky.
Going where no one dies. Heavenward bound. I'm heavenward bound.
We meet Satan in the Garden of Eden. He tempted Eve to distrust God, reject his command, and become disobedient to the Lord. As Eve said, Satan deceived her. Jesus describes the devil in this way. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. The Apostle Paul warned, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." Good and evil are depicted throughout the Scriptures. The conflict between them is made quite clear, and there is a line that is drawn. Jesus refers to two roads and gates. There is the narrow way that leads to life, and the broad way that leads to destruction. To begin his gospel account, the Apostle John uses the contrast between light and darkness. He writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being by him, and apart from him nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." John also wrote in his first epistle these words, "This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." The psalmist repeats his instruction several times to depart from evil and do good. The Apostle Paul was rejoicing over the obedient lives of some Christians he knew when he wrote, "I want you to be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil." And we read from the Apostle Peter when he wrote these words, "Do not return evil for evil or insult for insult, but give a blessing instead, for you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. For let him who means to love life and see good days refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking guile, and let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it, for the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears attend to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." Psalms chapter 1 contrasts the righteous and the wicked, and he says that the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Jesus came into this world to save us from evil. He came to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus came to bring grace and truth. Jesus lived the righteous life and calls us through the gospel to join him in righteousness. Our world is in a great deal of unrest today. Evil forces are at work in the heart and the lives of many who seek the ways of darkness. This is not the way of God. we encourage and we advise our listeners to pursue godliness. The Bible guides us, and it will provide the knowledge for us to know what is good and what is evil. And the Bible says, it is not wise to call evil good and good evil. Let us be wise and know the righteousness of God that is found in Jesus Christ, the Lord of heaven and earth, and that it is distinguished greatly from the evil things of man. Let us seek to be righteous as He is righteous.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's our King, He's our King. He is reigning over us, and He's our King. We adore and praise and lift up Christ our King. You are Lord, You are Lord. You have risen from the dead, and You are Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is
for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.